Pokemon Black and White released on the Nintendo DS back in 2011. At the start of the game, you're given a key item called the Cross Transceiver, a futuristic wristwatch with a screen that allows the player to video chat with other important characters. The calls could have up to 4 characters and came with a pretty cool sprite work portrait of the people on the call. The Cross Transceiver is really only used whenever someone wants to talk to the player without actually being there, similar to the Pokegear, PokéNav, Holocaster, or Rotom Phone. Man, we really had a lot of these. It's a useless entry in the item bag, that is, until Pokemon Black and White 2. The sequels really upped the ante and made the Cross Transceiver's functionality the best comms device we have ever had. You can now use this at any moment and call any main character you'd like. Your mom, for instance, will teach you about the current location you're at. Hugh, your rival, will have ever-changing dialogue depending on where you are in the game. Bianca will check your Pokémon's friendship value or EVs. Charon will teach you about abilities and type advantages no matter what Pokémon you show him. And Juniper will check your Pokedex or tell you how a Pokemon will evolve. That's something we've never seen in a Pokemon game before, even now as of Gen 9. Wouldn't it be cool if you could video chat with your IRL friends using this feature? Too bad the Nintendo DS doesn't have a camera. Or does it? While these games were released on the Nintendo DS, they're playable on any of the DS family consoles, which includes the DS Lite, DSi, as well as the 3DS and 2DS. The DSi and the 3DS both have cameras incorporated into their designs and went pretty underused, save for some random eShop games, including Pokemon Dream Radar. Which, subnote by the way, if you have no idea what this game is, I highly recommend you check out the video I've made on it. Discovering this game in 2021 was surreal, because this game truly is unique for what it is, and the rewards you get from it are actually pretty crazy. Anyways, the Cross Transceiver actually does have video chat capability with you and your friends. I somehow never knew about this feature. It's totally, definitely not because I didn't have any friends to test it with. Senior year of high school was really not a fun time for me, guys. You can access the Cross Transceiver from the C gear, located on the bottom screen. This allows you to video chat locally, not that that would have any benefit considering you're literally in the same room as the other person. You also needed to be registered on each other's PAL pads first to show up. So, with the help of the DNS exploit, you can add each other. With this, you can also video chat online. So, here today, I'm going to use my Cross Transceiver to speak to my buddy Austin, who is a little over 50 miles away from me. Once you've set up the DNS exploit, you can go into a Wi-Fi lobby and host by easily going to the screen and choosing the Cross Transceiver option. You should be able to connect, and... boom. This is it. Beautiful, 480p, 1 frame per 5 second video transmission. On a Nintendo DS. So this is the Cross Transceiver screen here. On the top screen of my DS, it's got both of our beautiful faces. And then on the bottom screen, it's got the actual Cross Transceiver interface, which, as you can imagine, is on the player's wrist. There's a variety of options and things to do here. We can talk by pushing this semicircle in the middle. So I'm going to hold it like a walkie-talkie, so I'm going to say... Hi, Volan. It's Techno. It takes a solid 10 seconds until that green wavelength disappears. That's when he receives it. And as you can see, there it goes. He probably just got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then when he talks or when I talk, we can change the pitch of that to go either super deep or super high. So you can go ahead and say something.
What's up? My name is Austin.
As you can see, it comes through and it's very crystal clear DS audio. We could go ahead and do a low pitch one. All right, and then you can go ahead and do your high pitched one too.
What's up, guys? Spoink is also the best.
It sounds like Spoink's the one saying that. Okay, so that's the mic feature of this. On both Black and White 1 and Black and White 2, we have a drawing feature. As you can see, he's going ahead and doing very mature things with the drawing screen here. So we can draw with the touch pen thing. You can draw in any color. You just have to be able to snag the color with the color picker. So like I took the pink from my shirt and now I can do it like a pink there. You can also have stamps. As you can see, he's going crazy. He's going hard, boys, with the star stamps. There's a star. There's a Pikachu. There is a Pokeball. And lastly, there's the teardrop. Look like, can we black it out? Is it possible to just go full on color here? Probably, right? You're watching me like color my screen right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like almost done.
Okay, cool. So you can color as much as you want. Let's see if I can erase just my face in the center. So dumb, dude. That's so stupid. I actually love that. So dumb. It's good. That is very good. There's a few wireless exclusive things to see too. You can call via wireless on the Seagear's bottom screen, which has a range of about 15 to 20 feet. When making an outbound call, you can select the people on your friends list you want to ring, and you'll hear this ringing tone. When receiving an inbound call, you will hear an alternate version of the one cross-transceiver ringtone from the main game.
And yeah, you could even do a four-way call.
On Black and White 1, that's about all you can do. But in Black and White 2, there are two extra buttons here on the side. The host of the call can choose these only if it's a wireless call, and basically it's just two minigames. The first is Balloon Catch. You can take three pictures of your face in a row, a straight face, a smile, and a troubled face. And the game starts, and you need to pop certain color balloons. Each correct balloon is worth 2 points, and every incorrect one is minus 1 point, with the incorrect balloons having your mom, Juniper, and your opponent's faces. In the last 20 seconds, points are doubled, and the pace is faster. Whoever has the highest score, at the end, wins. And oh, look at that. I won. World champ, baby. The other minigame is Balloon Kaboom, which in my opinion is not as interesting. This time, you can make a sad face and a surprised face, so I got to bring out my inner soy jack. In this game, you tap the left and right corners as fast as you can to pop your opponent's balloon. All balloons are worth 5 points, no matter who they are. And if you ditch the stylus and go hard on that sucker, you could pop them pretty quickly. As you can imagine, most points at the end wins. So yeah, video chat is something that's been around for a while. Webcams and chat roulettes were a thing before this, but this was released in the same year as FaceTime, which is a pretty credible feat, honestly. It's laggy and grainy, but just like the rest of Gen 5, it's very ambitious. Hope you enjoyed the video, everyone. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to live stream Shiny Hunt. Catch my stream via cross transceiver. My friend code is 26